All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our show is going to be, the subject of our show is going to be on courage to do right. And we have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have Fuzz Rider, John Five, Judas Priest, a band from Sweden called Off Drykia, and also Talisk if we have some time. And we have our regular guests coming up. We have Wegedesk, we have Silja, the president of Minnetonka Park Association, also my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkna, BC, and also Lady Faima, our production manager here at Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And so we're going to start off our show, and we're going to start off with some Fuzz Rider and their song called Black Snake Boogie. So let's have a listen to that and get the show on the road. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be right back. That was Fuzz Rider, Black Snake Boogie. Watch out for my black magic woman out there. Anyways, welcome everybody from all over the world, from Australia, from Austria, from Germany, from England, Belgium, Africa, Japan, China, Russia, Ukraine, wherever you are in this world. We thank you for joining us, and we have our brother on the line this time. Wegadesk, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, bro. Thank you so much for having me on. I hope everybody's doing awesome in Eagle Nation and at the campus today.
Oh, yes, we sure are having a great time. The sun's out there shining so bright and keeping us all warm and safe and feeling like summer is finally here and just being amazing. So we have a subject today. Oh, before we get all this started, we've been really missing you, and we want to get some deep breaths in. So let's get this show started right and do some deep breaths. Would you please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths?
Absolutely. Everybody, we do this for our bodies, so let's get ready to relax them. And relax our bellies, our lips, our jaws. Just feel how your body puts weight onto the earth. And as we do this, let's do three super big deep breaths. And on the exhale especially, full release, full relax. Okay, so let's go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Let's go. Oh, yeah, and on this last one, all the way in, super big, and get that exhale, almost got a hum to it.
Ooh, wow, awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah. Just such an awesome way to start our show, get the oxygen into our brains and bodies. Get us all revved up and ready for an awesome show, an awesome subject. And for everyone that doesn't know Wegadesk, he's a high diving champion and just a very special person. And he's come through a lot of hardship and tragedy, but he's coming along strong and just inspiring a lot of people. And we have a subject today, and it's on courage to do right. And if anybody knows about courage, it's this man, Wegadesk, and would really love to hear your words on courage to do right.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you so much for picking another amazing subject, because the courage to do the right thing is so beneficial and so important to us, and it is inspired authentically by fear. The entire opposite of everything that courage is all about has to authentically come from fear, a risk of some kind, against all odds, or maybe advice. You know, it really reminds me of sourcing our internal intuition, our internal connection to God. It really reminds me of one of the quotes from scripture, which says, "The God in man is greater than God in the world." And so to listen to that internal voice that we have, I mean, nobody knows what's better for us better than we do, better than I do. So for us to be able to be courageous when we gotta, you know, when the odds are against us, that's, I think, directly related to our ability to go inside of us to the area that's still and silent, that doesn't have any of the influences of the outside world. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find, maybe it's in science, they might call it the zero point, right? The absolute space that's so pure that it's like you look at it and it will tell you pure truth. And so definitely that helps too, right? Well, I know when I'm using the truth to accomplish things, I have a lot more confidence and I have a lot more courage. Because you are right, Chief. Things that I've been through, well, They are tragic. They are also being transformed into amazing blessings. And not only for me, but for our community as well. For those of you who don't know, my story is quite public on Wegadesk.com and my YouTube channel, Wegapaul. And Wegadesk is spelled W-E-G-A-D-E-S-K, like a desk that you sit down at. And so I'm just super, super grateful. I was a national team athlete, and my lifetime career coach, who was the head coach of the national diving team, Canadian high diving team, crossed boundaries with me and other athletes, and I was fortunate enough to be able to prosecute and convict him, along with other victim athletes as well. And then the insurance company, Aviva Insurance Canada, got involved and tried to silence the record unlawfully. And, you know, the real character of what they contributed to the process is evident in them denying my claim on the record and then offering me $500,000 under the table. And so for me to experience that, again, another tragedy, but again, another opportunity to transform this stuff into a benefit for our community. And that's why I'm bringing it to court. I'm making it public so that I hope the next round of lawyers and judges and professionals involved take this opportunity to say, yes, this is a huge issue. The abuse of children in institutions and the abuse of anybody in general, but particularly the children. And because it's such a serious issue, we want to help work with you, Wegadesk, and your team of people to get these remedies out there, right? So yeah, the remedies is what it's, oh, Chief, that's the benefit of being courageous when it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and I know it's extremely hard because it reminded me of some of the teachings that I learned from my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather and grandparents. They used to tell me, like, it's always hard to do what's right, and it'll never get easy. And one of the things that you know, if you're doing what's right, you will struggle very deeply and very hardly. And I know because I watch some of the people that I know, such as yourself, Wegadesk, and others, I know because they're struggling. They're doing what's right. It's very hard. It's tough. And so that's who I like to be around. I like to be around people that are struggling, trying their best and hardest to do what's right. And that's a key sign and a key way of finding them, finding people that are doing what's right, because they're having a really rough time, a hard time. And that's a good indication of someone that's trying to do what's right. So I really, really am appreciating you for coming on and being able to make it. I know sometimes because of the stuff that you're doing, it's hard for you to make it on every show. But I really commend you for all your efforts to make our communities safe, make the children that are involved with these programs out there in the sports world. We got to watch out for them, look after them, and stop that negative cycle. So I really do appreciate and love all the things that you're doing out there for yourself and also the rest of the community. It's very courageous, and I just commend you on that.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate you, Eagle Nation, everybody listening, helping to run the station, all that amazing stuff, bro. It's a real blessing to connect with everybody. And please continue to enjoy these beautiful deep breaths that we have, the beautiful sun that keeps us warm, the earth which lifts us up out of the beautiful water which washes us clean every day, and the sky that gives us this amazing, amazing air, bro. Blessings to you and everybody there. Lots of love, man.
Yes.
Peace for now.
Lots of love to you, too. Have a great week and weekend, and hopefully we'll get to hear from you very soon again.
All right. Peace, bro.
Yep. Bye for now. All right. Ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, boys and girls, we're Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And we're going to continue on with our show. We were just speaking with Wegedesk, and now we're going to continue on. We're going to get to our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and we're going to play a song for her first. And we're going to play some John 5. And the song that we're going to play is Jerry's Breakdown, and that's from the album Careful with That Axe. So he's one of my favorite guitarists. So enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was John 5, Jerry's Breakdown, from his album called Careful with That Axe. And we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association with us. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Good, thank you. Really good. I hope everybody out there is doing well.
Yeah, we really appreciate all our listeners from all over the world, wherever you are. Thank you for coming and joining us. And trying to help us build this world into a beautiful, wonderful place that it should be.
Yes.
And so we have our subject is on courage to do right. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah. I was listening to both what you and Wegedesk were sharing and love to add to that. It was your great-grandparents, that wisdom of, you know, basically, a lot of times doing the right thing will involve, it will be difficult and challenging and hard. Other things, doing the right thing, sometimes doing the right thing can be quite easy. You know, it can be like, you know, the littler things in day-to-day life, or opening doors for people, or being kind and smiling at, you know, being kind in the day and generous. But you're right, some of the big fish in our lives doing the right thing, it does draw on deeper reserves of courage. And I really love what Wegedeth was talking about is, you know, fear comes up. Fear can come up when we want to do the right thing. And I'll add to say that often it's very, very compelling to listen to the fear and just do something to avoid, you know. But courage often does hold our feet to the fire. And, you know, especially when somebody offers something kind of on some hush-hush money way, like he was talking about, where it's like, oh, well, look, we'll give you this money, you know. Just be quiet. You know, here's some money. I'm assuming it was like with an agreement, because that's what lawyers sometimes do. They'll say, here, we'll give you this money, but you just need to sign this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when courage is being tested one more time, because there's the first test of courage in his story of, you know, speaking up, sharing the story, getting, you know, going into a legal system, which can be really challenging and confusing for most of us. But then this other piece, this additional piece, the additional hurdle or mountain. And I love that he talks about pulling on that reserve. And I think there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of truth and wisdom to that piece when it comes to talking about courage to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I find both of what you've shared so far are really big pieces to this topic.
I like to study that word of fear too, because you know, it's something that happens in all aspects of life. Like even in the animal world, they have that they have that natural reaction. You can freeze, or you can flee.
Yeah, or you can fight.
And you can fight. Yes, yeah.
And then so, door number four. Right?
Yeah, those all kick into us in different ways, and and even the animals have their own personalities and the way that they react too, and some of it's inherent.
Yeah.
And so when they see danger, it's automatic. Sometimes they'll just freeze, and that's a survival mechanism.
Yeah.
And it's the same with us in our lives. You know, we go through these traumas and different difficulties, and there's times where, you know, we freeze. And it's not necessarily going to help us in the long run. Sometimes it's better for us to fight.
Yep. Or sometimes, like there's the physical fight, but sometimes it can be about standing solid.
Yes.
Standing solid and facing solidly. And like from that deep, when Wegedeth was describing that deep, I can't remember the exact words, but he talked about like deep within, like that, he called it zero point or something. But for me, it's kind of like, there's that deep reserve that's sometimes hard to access in us, but it's that deep, calm reserve of inside us. And it does require kind of pausing or something and accessing it. Some people access it through meditation or prayer. People have different ways.
Yes,
right?
It's a science almost. It's like each one of us have our own ways and systems of getting it, but one of the biggest ones I've noticed in like real extreme events, like especially I was just watching and studying some real high diving performers. A lot of them, they get up and they go through a meditation sequence.
Right.
So they don't, you know, they don't just climb up there and just jump off. they'll stand there for, you know, at least 30 seconds, just composing themselves, just going through every single movement that they know they're going to do. They've practiced already. They've done all the things, and then they have all the variations of the wind, the movement of the water. All these things play a big part. But they have that window of preparation.
Yeah.
And sometimes, right. you know, when we're going through life, we don't have that time to prepare.
Exactly.
But that's if true. We do go through those situations of preparing,
yeah.
the longer we're able to prepare and do these situations where we're getting ready for that huge, like, traumatic event, it becomes almost like a natural response.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
what we that's what we should be trying to do on a daily basis, to form our minds and brains to be able to operate and be able to key into that courage right. to do what's right, because we never know when it's going to come, and we never know when it's going to happen. You know, we can yeah. be down the street and seeing a bully, like, attacking somebody.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's so many situations, just driving down the road and people road raging.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be able to just, like, signal them and just let them know, you know, calm down.
Yeah.
You know, you're yeah. going to get home. We're yeah. all in this world together. We might as well get there and be happy about it and make it safely. You know,
yeah.
we all
and,
have families to get to.
Yeah, and something that you just said there, like what you were talking about earlier, like what came to my mind, is it's almost like exercising, when you were talking about the high diving example, it's like practicing and exercising different aspects of testing our courage in a variety of situations gives us practice in a way for other situations that come up, even if it's not high diving, it could mm-hmm. be another situation. Like, it's sort of like that's an interesting concept. I don't know if does that capture some of what you were describing there?
Yes, it does. It's you keyed right into it, and it's something that we can all benefit from, and we've mm-hmm. already benefited from, because we've been following Wegedesk's deep breathing methods, and
yes.
I strongly believe that, you know, when we're able to control at least our breath, at
yeah.
least our breathing,
yes.
once we key into that, because it's one of the only things that we can control,
yeah.
it's something that can help us, you know, be in control of the rest of our life too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like setting up steps in achievement, in being able to get to the next level.
Yes.
And
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
The other thing that came to mind, and it's being courageous in general terms, but then it can also transfer over to courage being applied to doing the right thing in a situation in other ways that are maybe even require bigger resources of courage, I think it's really important when we do something that feels courageous to us, even if it's a baby step or a big step or whatever, I think most people feel some level of exhilaration after they've done something that's kind of outside their comfort zone a bit and has required them to be courageous, that there's an exhilaration right afterwards or a feeling of relief or whatever. I think it's really important to anchor our wins. Like when I mean by winning, talk about a general win, like the win of developing courage, you know, and to really celebrate that